we're visiting with National Corn Growers Association CEO John Doggett. And John, today we're talking about the fact that there is a GMO ban that will be in place in Mexico by 2024. And on Monday, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack met with the Mexican president to talk about that GMO ban. And I know National Corn Growers Association has been closely watching the situation. And if I understand correctly, the association really has been asking the administration to intervene. So when you see the statement that came out from Secretary Vilsack and know what you know, what are your thoughts as we start the week knowing that USDA is willing to fight back, essentially?
Well, I had the opportunity to speak to the secretary last night, and he made it very clear that the discussion that he had with the Mexican president lasted for 2 hours, and it was a good back and forth. But the secretary was very adamant that there are provisions under USMCA that would allow us to bring an action against the Mexican government if they move forward on this. And I think the secretary made a very good argument in that not only would this harm U.S. farmers, but this certainly is something that will harm the consumers in Mexico, many of them who live below the poverty line. So this is an important thing for both sides of the border.
What are the next steps? Did he explain that clearly to you?
Yes, and in the statement, it outlines that there will be a group of Mexican officials and a group of American officials that will sit down and attempt to work through some things, and that will be a fairly short timetable. And at the conclusion of that, we hope that there would be some sort of an agreement. But if there's not, I think the secretary's statement that he released last night was very, very clear. We are not going to stand for a ban on GMO products when they are considered safe, and considered safe by governments across the world. And certainly this is not something that that works for either side of the border.
And if I understand correctly, it's a violation of what is considered something really important in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Well, it certainly is. And you know, we have been sending corn to Mexico for years. We provide over 60% of the corn that is used in Mexico, and almost all of it is GMO corn. And there's name us a problem, name us a situation where that was an issue for anyone. And to all of a sudden, you know, when President AMLO came to office, he made this pronouncement that they were going to ban GMO corn January 31st, 2024, which is odd because that's about the time he leaves office. So, you know, you got to wonder what the real reasoning behind this is.
I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, John. If an agreement can't be reached to where Mexico would alter that GMO ban and it would still move forward full throttle, no exceptions, and the U.S. Would need to move forward with enforcing USMCA. What is that process like?
Boy, that one I can't answer. It's not that I won't answer it. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a convoluted trade dispute process, and I just can't give you that is getting in the weeds. If I had Angus here, I could ask him, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I guess moving forward, National Corn, and to be clear, National Corn is still in support of USDA enforcing legal rights under USMCA if needed.
Absolutely. We supported the passage of USMCA specifically to deal with problems like this. That's the importance of having that trade agreement there. And we have that ability to go ahead and bring action against whatever nation or Canada or Mexico, where we have a problem. And we don't want to use it, but certainly it is something that we will use if needed.
John, is there anything else we should know about the conversation you had with the secretary last night, or anything else we should be aware of as we continue to monitor the progression of discussions between the U.S. and Mexico on this GMO ban?
Well, I, you know, the secretary was very adamant in my conversation with him, and certainly in the statement, that he is willing to go to the mat on this issue, and we greatly appreciate it. This is the kind of action that we know needs to happen, and probably the timing is just about right. We're a little over a year away. We have some time to deal with this, and I hope that both governments can come together and figure out how to move beyond this ban and continue the great relationship we have between the folks that produce corn in the United States and the folks that use corn and consume corn in the country of Mexico.